Welcome to Lost and Starting Over with Linda Ballesteros. Death, sickness, unemployment, sadness, depression, divorce. Do you feel like you're alone in any of this? Well, you're not. Together we can find a way out. Get ready for Lost and Starting Over, a show on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And here's your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to the show. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. I always start out my show by saying thank you so much for joining me, because anyone that spends time with you, that is that one commodity that you can't get back. So be sure to show your gratitude when someone takes a little time out of their busy day to spend with you, and let them know how much you appreciate them. So The show Lost and Starting Over is about losses, all different types of losses. But what I like to do is what I needed. After my husband passed away, I needed to know, how do I start over? And when we go through grief, many times the grief is the same for everyone. Whatever that is, it's the same for everyone. The process is the same, I should say. But it's a starting over piece that I think we can learn from each other. And today, you may be surprised in what the topic of today is going to be. And the topic is going to be Tai Chi. If you're not familiar with Tai Chi, let me give you this just quick little quote here from the Mayo Clinic. The gentle movement of Tai Chi reduces stress and offers other health benefits. Again, that is from Mayo Clinic. And today my guest is Susan Thompson, and she is an occupational therapist and a certified Tai Chi for Health instructor. She teaches Tai Chi throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and she offers Tai Chi workshops for occupational and physical therapists. I think you're going to be really surprised with some of the information you're going to hear today. So help me welcome Susan Thompson. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Linda. It's nice to be on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, Susan, I met you when I was looking for something that would help me reduce the stress and feel more grounded, because when there's a loss, I always explained after I lost my husband, I felt a bit untethered. So I felt like I was not quite myself, if you know what I mean. So yes. What I would like for you to do is, what I have found, Susan, is that many times we go into an industry because of maybe a need that we had at one time. Tell me how you decided to incorporate Tai Chi in with your occupational therapist practice?
Well, it's an excellent question, and it's very relevant. Let me rephrase it a little bit, though. I will say that I believe that Tai Chi found me. I didn't actually seek out Tai Chi. I sort of stumbled on it because I needed continuing education credits, and I didn't want to be bored at a continuing education where I was sitting at a table all day. So I saw this workshop come through for therapists, and it was Tai Chi. And I thought, well, I don't know what this Tai Chi stuff is, but at least I'll be moving, you know, and I won't be bored. So I signed up for the workshop well in advance. And in the interim, as it turns out, my father called me and told me that he had stage 4 liver cancer. And so that was, of course, a huge disruption and a surprise. And he didn't understand what that meant, where I certainly did, having worked in the health field. And so I knew that he probably didn't have much time left. And so I made the decision to go ahead and resigned from my job at the time, and I flew down to Florida, and I stayed with my father for the last 3 weeks of his life, and was with him as he went through that journey, and we certainly went through that journey together in many ways. and assisted with his transition. And so Tai Chi in the workshop was very much in the background of my mind. I wasn't thinking about it at all. And it was the first real loss that I had incurred in my life of a loved one. So I came back to Texas after he passed, and within about a week of having returned, I'd been down in Florida for 7 weeks, I came back to Texas, and within about a week, I had to take this workshop. Well, as you can imagine, you know, that untethered feeling was sort of almost a out-of-body feeling. Everything just felt so like it just been thrown in a mixer and scrambled up, and I didn't have any grounding, and I've got to go do this workshop, and my heart, my mind was just not in it. In fact, I just felt kind of numb, like I was just moving through, going through the motions, putting one foot in front of the other. And I went to this workshop, and it was such a surprise because it was so different than anything I expected. I had no real preconceived ideas other than I thought, oh, this is just kind of strange stuff that I don't know about. And I felt so, those words that you used, I felt so grounded. And it was such a relief to just feel, be in my own body and just move in these simple, beautiful, but movements that were so deep that I felt this little glimmer of myself. And it felt like by going through these movements, I was bit piece by piece putting myself back together and really building a new context for myself. And that was only 1 weekend of Tai Chi. And so as my journey continued with Tai Chi and I realized how powerful it could be as a modality not only for physical therapy but also for inner therapeutic self, it really took hold. And I felt in some way it was so correlated with my father's passing that it was almost like it was a gift that my father handed over to me in his passing and said, this is yours. This is something that's going to bring joy and beauty to your life. And the most beautiful part about it is that now it is what I do, and I get to share that joy and those benefits with others.
You know, Susan, the story is absolutely beautiful. And folks out there, if you think, you know, I am not very coordinated, and I've seen that Tai Chi stuff, and it looks great, you know, when the professionals do it. Trust me. Susan says if you're moving, then you're doing it right. So don't think that you have to be extremely fluid for it to work. Susan, anyone can do this, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. And one of the most powerful aspects of it is that it takes you wherever you are, whether you're a fully abled athlete or an individual struggling with physical deficits. It will take you from your standpoint of where you are and build, only build on that. So you do not have to be of a certain fitness level or a certain coordination level to be successful in Tai Chi.
I've recently read that Tai Chi is kind of a form of martial arts. In fact, I read that it's sometimes referred to as meditation in motion. I loved that description, Susan. Can you tell us a little bit more about Tai Chi?
Yes. So the origins of Tai Chi are from China, and it is a martial art. The legend is that many years ago, over 2,000 years ago, that a Shaolin monk, the monks all practiced martial art at the time, was looking, watching. He was just sitting outside, and he was watching a lake, and he saw a white crane fighting a snake. And at that time, most martial arts were all about meeting force with force. And that's very much our Western thought. If somebody's going to punch you, you're going to punch them back. Or if they push you, you push back. And the martial arts at that time were of the same mindset. But as he was watching the white crane fight the snake, he saw a different kind of fighting style. And so if you can imagine that snake striking at the white crane, and rather than the white crane striking back, what it did was it absorbed that incoming force of the snake and used its, the snake's own force against itself and flung it away. And that was, that is, the story is, that's the inception of Tai Chi, the realization that there's a different way to meet an oncoming force rather than meeting force with force. Maybe it's more beneficial to absorb that incoming force and then redirect it. And so it's a call, a soft form of martial art, but yet highly effective.
Now, you talk about meeting force with force. Could that force in our life sometimes be a stressor? And how would that help with different stresses that we come face-to-face with every day?
Well, certainly it has changed my approach. I'm very much, if I was met with resistance, then I'm going to find a way to beat the system or fight back. And that, of course, can enhance or create more stress. And stress in life can be a can present itself in variable ways. But when you just pause and take a moment to absorb that incoming force, if you will, whether that is a colleague that's creating problems or a loss, or dealing with financial issues, or whatever that stressor might be, if you just take a moment and you absorb that incoming force, and rather than reacting to it immediately by fighting back, it's hard to explain in concrete terms, but you just absorb that, and then you sort of consider it for a while, and you either redirect it, categorize it somewhere, or deal with it in a different way than you might have otherwise. And then if you need to, you can certainly apply your opinion, but by that time, you can do it in a more soft way, and I'm finding that the results are so much better.
So, in other words, it kind of helps us to manage that knee-jerk kind of response that I know I have been guilty of doing in the past, is just quickly responding without, like you said, absorbing that. So this kind of helps with not going into the knee-jerk kind of philosophy.
Absolutely. And it helps with that, not only from a philosophical standpoint, like I was describing, but also from a physiological standpoint. Tai Chi teaches you a method of breathing, even a method of the way you posture yourself, you hold yourself. And they've proven that just those simple changes makes a biochemical change in your body. So, for instance, with the Tai Chi breathing and the Tai Chi posture, just holding that posture, which is very simple and extremely subtle, reduces your cortisol levels. And cortisol is a stress hormone. And not only does it reduce our cortisol levels, but it will increase the testosterone level, which gives us confidence. So by simply doing an internal change of the way you hold your posture and the way you're breathing, you can better manage that incoming stressor.
Now, how does Tai Chi differ from, say, meditation or yoga? I know that those are also a form of stress relievers, but how is it different from those?
Well, you mentioned that beautiful phrase of meditation and movement. And for me, it's very difficult to do just straightforward meditation. And I can't speak to yoga because I've not done yoga before. But any kind of meditation that is more static is more of an internal type of meditation, where the goal there, as my understanding, is that you're blocking out and you're really focusing inward. With Tai Chi, it's the opposite. So by moving, you're engaging your mind, and therefore you're quieting your mind. So, for instance, I think this is a very interesting correlation. The word worry can be defined as a divided mind. And it's so interesting because when we do Tai Chi, we're actually doing a divided movement with our body. One side of our body is expanding in one direction. The other side is expanding in an opposite direction. And so we're dividing our body movements. And I believe that we quiet the mind. In other words, we can't have a divided mind if we're focused on dividing the body into movements. And it's through that that we begin to get into this movement meditation. And unlike the other type of meditation that turns inward, with Tai Chi, once you get into that state of movement meditation, your awareness actually expands, and so that you become aware of things all around you, and you have an enhanced awareness that is expanding, and you gain this serenity of the mind, as opposed to the yoga or static meditation, which is more inward and more focused.
It really makes sense. Yeah, it really makes sense, Susan, because many times I've tried to go through the meditation and my brain is like a monkey on crack. It's just squawking and swinging in the trees. So by moving my body, I felt like, especially there was one day that we did the Tai Chi outdoors, and there was something about that that made it so very special. I felt that we connected to nature in a way that I had not done before trying to meditate. So do you see that kind of enhances our perception of our surroundings that way?
Oh, absolutely. Tai Chi is all about it. It imitates nature. It's driven by nature. And so the word Chi is life force, and the belief is that all things living have this life force, whether it's a tree or a blade of grass or our own pumping heart in ourselves. And so when you go outside and you do Tai Chi, that Chi begins to, and you reach that level of serenity of mind, that you really start to feel connected to nature and to all of the other living things in our world. And, you know, we live in this fast-paced, concrete-based environment that is separating us from nature. We're losing touch with that when it used to be a very daily part of our existence, and now it's we're lucky if we get to connect with nature. And Tai Chi certainly facilitates that.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you've been doing, how long have you been actually participating and teaching Tai Chi, Susan?
Well, it's been a relatively short career so far. I've only been teaching for 2.5 years and feel so very grateful for that and look forward to many, many more years. But it certainly has taken off in my life, and it is now what I do full time.
So in that period of time, have you seen any changes in your life?
Well, certainly. Before Tai Chi, I was working in a corporation and for others, and that certainly had its own set of stressors, and just didn't feel like it was a good fit. I just felt like I was putting on someone else's clothes every day and going out and doing something to bring in money. And granted, being a therapist is very rewarding, and I enjoyed helping people, but I deep down knew that there was more, that I had something I needed to do that reached more people and in a more, maybe a more spiritual way and a physical way. And so Tai Chi has just totally transformed my life, where now I am working for myself and I am teaching Tai Chi, and I feel like I'm absolutely doing the very thing I'm supposed to be doing in this life and on this earth. And so from a practical standpoint, it has changed my life. From an internal standpoint, very much so. In fact, it was disorienting at first because things that would normally bother me were just rolling off. And I wasn't even making an attempt to let them roll off. They were just not bothering me. Things that would get my pump, my heart pumping, and I'd get all uptight about in the past, it was almost as if I had taken some medication and it wasn't bothering me.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it was almost disorienting. And then you realize, well, why is this not bothering me? And the only thing I could point to was that Tai Chi was allowing me to just not have that flight or fight response and to have better perspective. And then finally, from a physical standpoint, I have a lot of orthopedic issues myself, much of it from having worked as a therapist. It's very tough on our bodies as we lift individuals and help them through their own injuries. And so I have shoulder injuries. I have several herniated discs. And I remember saying to my husband once that I just wish that I could just sleep one night without pain. And gosh, I was pretty young at the time. I consider it young, in my 30s, and having pain every night. And it just became a way of life. This is just the way it was. And once I began Tai Chi, I would say within the first 3 to 4 months, I started to realize that I was sleeping through the night and I didn't have any pain.
So, Susan, if someone's listening right now, I think this is a great opportunity. If someone's listening right now and they're going, holy cow, she's talking my language, I certainly need that. How would they get in touch with you or find out more about you and how you could possibly help them?
Well, I think the best way would be through my website, which is flowingmobility.com. So that's flowingmobility.com. Or they can email me at flowingmobility@gmail.com. And my phone number, my business phone number is 972-375-8618. And any of those three ways, although email is probably the best way to reach me.
Okay. Now, I know that you also have videos that show some of the movements, and where would they find those?
Yes, I have series of lessons that are sequential, and I get lots of feedback that people like that, and that is on YouTube. So if you were to do a search in YouTube, and again it would be Flowing Mobility, then you can find my video lessons there, and of course they're free. And start your journey in Tai Chi.
Awesome. Susan, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, would you happen to have a success story of someone that you've worked with that you could share with our audience on how you were able to help them through a particular crisis?
Absolutely. That would be
very
terrific.
Good. Very good. Folks, we'll be right back in a short moment after this quick commercial break.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Hey, folks, welcome back to Lawson Starting Over. This is Linda Ballesteros, and my guest today is Susan Thompson, and she is a Tai Chi instructor, and she's been sharing some great information about the benefits of Tai Chi. And, Susan,
is there a specific situation in which you were able to help someone that was struggling and you were able to help them through a particular crisis?
Well, I'd like to tell you about a therapist that used some of the Tai Chi principles that I taught her and how she took that and helped a patient. For me, it's even more rewarding when I'm passing on something and that person can then pass it off to more and more people so that my impact is expanding beyond just my circle that I have immediate contact with. I have certainly had many of my own students come up to me and give me testimonials as to the changes that they have felt in their own bodies and in their lives. But this one is profound to me because it was such a simple Tai Chi principle, and yet it was so profound for this individual. This individual had bilateral neuropathy of the feet. And so this can be a painful and actually a very depressing and debilitating diagnosis where the individual loses sensation in the feet or has pins and needles and pain in the feet. And you can imagine we spend the bulk of our lives walking this earth on our feet. And so if that's a constant pain, this can be so debilitating to an individual. And this person, all she wanted to do was to be able to put on her facial astringent to clean her face in the morning without losing her balance and falling over. Such a simple thing, but it was meaningful to her. And because she didn't have that feedback loop, she didn't have the sensation in her feet, she was unable to put on this astringent and close her eyes. She had to close her eyes because it was such a strong astringent that she used. When she closed her eyes, she would literally fall over from that lack of feedback. And so one of the therapists that came to my workshop and went through the process of learning Tai Chi and some of the Tai Chi principles, went back to that patient and taught the patient one simple Tai Chi move, if you will, which is the Tai Chi stance. And that's a process by which you change your posture and you become very aware of your body and space, and you do root your feet gently onto the earth. And so she taught this patient the Tai Chi stance. And the next session, the patient came back, and she was smiling ear to ear, and she said, "Guess what? I can put on my facial astringent and close my eyes, and I don't fall over."
Wow.
And I know it sounds like such a small thing, but in truth, it was a huge thing because it was something that was important to this woman, and it was so simple that she was frustrated that she couldn't do a simple task and without putting herself at risk for injury. And yet, a very simple and easy-to-learn process of learning how to use this Tai Chi stance and feeling grounded and having that feedback throughout her whole body, and she was able to resume one of her roles that was important, or occupations, if you will, that was important to her.
That's an amazing story, Susan, because I think that for myself, if I find that I'm not able to complete a simple task, then I kind of paint my life with a broad brush and go, well, I guess I can't do anything else. Do you see that, you know, just by gaining that one little thing back, it can change the way we look at the way we move forward through a healing process?
Absolutely. That's a really good point. It wasn't as though she was attempting to run a marathon, and you can say to yourself, "Oh, I can't run a marathon," and it'd be okay. But I can't do this simple task. That can just really cast a shadow over your entire life and motivation to move forward. And I do think that's one of the beauties of Tai Chi. One form that I teach everybody right at the very beginning is such a simple form, and it's called open and close. And it's like you're holding a ball and you just bring your hands apart and open the ball and then you close that ball. And it's just amazing to me how just learning that one move can be the start of a transformational journey in that individual. And by what you said, I think I better understand that. It's like it's a point of success from which you can move forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the reason I say that is because I know for myself that something very simple, like leaving my house, was very difficult in the beginning of my process of starting over after losing my husband. I mean, it sounds really simple, and people that know me, they know that I am out there all the time. I'm networking, I'm meeting people, I'm having coffee, but it became very difficult for me to walk out of the house. And your class was one of the first initiatives I took to get out of the house. So it was a huge step for me. It may not seem much to those of you out there that are out all the time, but when you go through a crisis, or when I went through my crisis, I'm certainly not going to speak for anybody else, but when I went through my crisis, I withdrew. Do you see people withdraw sometimes and that Tai Chi kind of helps bring them back?
Well, first, let me say that I did not know that about you when you came to my class. And I'm honored that I was able to be there in some capacity for that first step, and that Tai Chi. I'm glad it was Tai Chi that you came to Tai Chi, because if you come to something else, it may not have given you the tools to move forward. And so I want to thank you for that privilege of helping you in some way. And that's truly what makes Tai Chi so rewarding to me, is when people come to my class, I don't know their stories. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they're dealing with. But I would say that all of us are dealing with things. And mm-hmm. I would say that they're coming to Tai Chi to try it out to see if it will help. And your question of does it help them to come out of their shell, I guess is what you're saying. Or I see it as a many things, as a tool, a first step, and the ability to gain some locus of control. I mean, we just want one thing that we can do and grab hold of, and it will give us some kind of consistency and essence. If there's an essence to Tai Chi that's very hard to describe until you move and feel it. And it blocks out everything else, and it gives you a moment of peacefulness and allows you to just sort of collect yourself, and it creates a starting point. And it creates a new, fresh starting point every time. I mean, I've been doing Tai Chi for 2.5 years, and every time I go out into my back patio and I do my Tai Chi, it feels like a fresh starting point. It's like I've been cleansed in some way, and now I can take that next step. Yes.
Yeah. And sometimes that next step is just getting in your car and driving on the freeway, because that can be a challenge within itself in today's society. Before we end up, wrap up with our final question, Susan, would you mind giving your contact information out one more time? Because the work that you do is so valuable, and I know that it can certainly help those caregivers and those in the healthcare industry. And I just think that what you're doing is so valuable. If someone's listening right now, whether they're a caregiver, whether they are in the healthcare industry, how would they get in touch with you or find out more about you?
Well, thank you. My website is flowingmobility.com, and my email address is flowingmobility@gmail.com. And then my business phone is 972 775-8618. And probably the best way to reach me, because I do travel and I am teaching a lot, is through my flowingmobility@gmail.com email address.
Wonderful. Very good. Well, we are down to the wire, and so we've got those final questions. The first one is, what one thing has helped you the most when helping others deal with the stresses that they face every day?
In terms of Tai Chi, I believe that it is that specific breathing. It's such a simple but yet powerful technique, and I get so many people report back to me how they were able to get through a medical procedure, or they were able to get through a conflict with a colleague because they used we call it Dantian breathing, and it helped them to control their own responses, and they had a better outcome overall.
You know, I find that when I get stressed, again, I speak for myself here, when I get stressed, I have to remind myself to breathe. Is that typical?
Yes. Oh, yes, because when we get stressed, our body is wired to start breathing up higher in our body, up in our chest. Our pulse starts to increase, and then it becomes sort of a cycle, which is that flight or fight response. And when we're in a flight or fight response, we cannot offer our best response. And so if we can take pause and allow, make ourselves breathe lower down into what's called our Dantian or abdominal area, then we actually can counteract that flight or fight response and therefore have a better response to the situation.
Could certainly help to clear the head so that we don't just strike back and we come back with a better response, I guess.
Yes, or run away. I mean, it's a flight or fight. Some people fight and some people flee. And it's such a primitive, it's actually a very primitive response, neurological response in our body. And so we sort of tend to just accept it as it starts happening. But in truth, we can control that and we can lower that. And plus the hormones that are kicked out when we get in that fight or flight is very damaging to our body. So we get the adrenaline going, and then that really is what creates the acceleration of the breakdown in our body and illnesses. And so if we just can practice the better breathing when we're in a stressful situation, then we're decreasing that adrenal flow and we're decreasing the wear and tear on our body and the chances for illness.
We all want that. That alone sounds good. So now if there's family and friends or family out there listening and they have someone struggling with loss, what would you suggest? How could they help their family member?
Well, again, in the spirit of Tai Chi, I don't think that they should push the family member. We all think that we're helping by trying to encourage that family member to get out and to do, but it has to happen within that person. And so to respect that loss and to allow it to that individual to go through the process at their own pace and in their own way, and not to have an expectation on how that person should be grieving or what that person should be doing, that even sometimes we are feeling that we're in the best interest of that person. We're trying to push them and we're trying to get them out and get them doing something and break the cycle. But in a way, we're really creating more stress for that individual. And so I would say if you can embrace the person with love and just be patient and be there as a source of support, but not push the individual. There's a saying in Tai Chi, and it's a powerful saying. It's called investing in loss. And there's a type of Tai Chi where you couple with a person and you do Tai Chi together. It's called push hands. And it's a misnomer. It sounds like you're pushing and fighting, but what you're really doing is you're just feeling their incoming force and trying to throw them off balance if they push a little too hard. And I think when we push a little too hard, we may be throwing that person further off in their balance that they're trying to achieve. And secondly, just that concept of investing in loss. If you come up to push hands and you're in the attitude that you're going to win or you're going to push that person a certain direction, you're sure to lose. But if you invest in loss, loss happens and it's okay. And through loss, we gain strength and we learn about ourselves. Then it's more likely to take a path of healing rather than a path of destruction.
Mm. That's beautiful, Susan. And that kind of leads into my next question for you. And since loss is something that we will all experience, what could we do to better prepare ourselves or equip ourselves to handle a future loss?
That's a tough question. I think where we get bound up or we lose the coping mechanisms in loss is when we have expectations. Mm. And so I think maybe just trusting God or trusting your spiritual belief and trusting yourself that you do have the tools to get through it. And knowing that in yourself and that things are happening maybe the way they're supposed to happen, even if they make us terribly uncomfortable or sad or hurt, and that you will survive this. I don't think we can really prepare for a loss or anticipate a loss, because what I might think is a loss 5 years from now, if it actually happens, I might feel it as a loss in a totally different way than I might feel it today. So mm-hmm. I don't know if preparing for a loss is something that I could do personally, but maybe just having confidence in myself to know that I can handle this and I've got tools, I've got people, I've got Tai Chi, I've got these tools that will help me get through this. And then knowing that it is something that everyone experiences and that we're not alone in that.
Mm. And that is a really good point, because as I still continue to work through the loss, I think one of the biggest things that helped me many days to take that next step is to know that I'm not alone, that I have friends and family around me here to support me at any moment. So that thought alone helped me to get through many, many difficult days.
Yes. And I think also knowing that whatever you're feeling, your loss is unique to you. And so, yes, everyone has experienced loss, but every individual loss is unique to that person. And I think realizing that, you give yourself permission, or you should give yourself permission to feel the things that you're feeling and to respond, to be gentle to yourself, that the way you're responding is okay. Maybe it's not the way somebody else would respond, but it's okay because your loss is unique to you. And it's okay to feel the way you feel, and it's okay to struggle, have the struggles that you're struggling with, and not beating up on yourself for it per se. And I think that ties into Tai Chi. Tai Chi is very gentle. It's gentle to your soul and to yourself. And I think we need that tool when we're going through the grieving process.
Mm. Most definitely, because there's always those questions about what if this had been different, what if that had been different. But like you said, just being gentle and loving to yourself will certainly help you get through it. So, Susan, thank you so much for being on the show today, and I really appreciate you sharing with everyone Tai Chi. And folks, if it's the first time that you've listened to it, be sure to check out Susan's website, check out her videos. Great information there. Thanks again, Susan. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, folks, we find those tools to get through loss, stress, grief. We find it in many different ways. And today we talked about Tai Chi. And it may be what would help you through it. It may be something that you would want to check into. So you can always look for Tai Chi classes in your local area. The quote I'm leaving for you today is one by Helen Keller. It goes like this: what we have once enjoyed deeply, we can never lose. All that we love deeply becomes a part of us. So in essence, we really never lose anything, do we? Because it always becomes a part of us. I want to thank you again for joining me today on Loss and Starting Over. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much, folks.
This has been an episode of Loss and Starting Over, a weekly show on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Remember that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. We're here to help. Come back next week for another episode of Loss and Starting Over with Linda Ballesteros. Thank you for listening.